I wanted to continue with the description of Vajra above your head. Okay, so at Tara's heart, there's a horizontal white moon disk. The moon disk is flat and it's round and it's horizontal. It doesn't go all the way across her body. You can make it as big or small as you want. Okay, at the center of the moon disk is the white syllable tum. Okay, the tum is the essence of Tara's omniscient mind, the essence of all of her realizations. And so the tum stands upright. And if you would read it, you would be standing in front reading tum. Okay, so it's standing upright. Okay, then light shines forth from the tum, okay, going in all the 10 directions. And at the end of each light ray, there is a hook, okay? And the hook is not made of metal, it's made of light, okay? So it's not going to hurt anybody. And it hooks back all the life force that has been scattered or lost. So they say that, you know, we have a certain life force, a certain vitality. It's listed in the, at least in the Mahayana tradition, as one of the abstract composites. So it's an impermanent phenomena that's neither form nor consciousness. Okay? And so when it is hooked back, it comes back in, it's been robbed, stolen, scattered, okay, by humans and non-human beings, and it's being drawn back in the form of different containers. So one of the containers is an alms bowl that the monastics have, and the containers are all filled with the nectar of longevity. Okay, so one container is an alms bowl, another container is the kapala, the skull cup, and another container is the vase, like the different vases that they use in Tibetan rituals, okay? And so all those vessels are filled with the nectar of longevity, and they're hooked back, and they all dissolve into the tum at Tara's heart, okay? The tum's also made of light. Okay, remember that. Okay, then again the light rays radiate and they hook back the power and inspiration of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and those who have attained the realization of long life. Okay, so this could be, in the other sadhana, it calls it the power and merits of all living beings, mahasiddhis, scholars, university monarchs, you know, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, anybody who has this city, and even the virtues and merit of people who don't, okay? And it comes back in the form of the 8 auspicious signs. And so these 8 and the other ones that we're listing, they're often offered when you do a long life puja for your teachers. You know, you offer these 8. So they're ancient Indian symbols of auspiciousness. So the 8 are, and you'll often see these 8 too on the katas that we offer for our teachers. When a teacher's coming, then you draw them on the driveway, you know, where they're coming. Liddy made these beautiful bookmarks with the 8 auspicious. You see them in lots of situations. So they're the fish, the vase, lotus, conch, the dharma knot, or the infinite knot, the banner, the wheel, and the parasol. Okay. Don't ask me why these 5, there's not 7 and there's not 9 and there's 8 of them, and you know, why are, you know, these ones and not others. I said these 5, I meant these 8. Okay. But you know, I think Dalia Rinpoche wrote a book some time ago about symbols in Tibetan Buddhism. And I know we used to have it in our library. Somebody can see if it's still there. He may explain these in there. Okay? So all the power and merit and the city of longevity, city, not city, siddhi of longevity comes back, you know, as in those forms, also in the form of the eight auspicious substances, okay, which are vermilion or sindura, okay, of white conch, givam medicine, givam is a certain fruit, durva grass, I think it's the kind that has a lot of knots in it. I think so, yeah. Bilva fruit, yogurt, a mirror, and white mustard seeds. And it also comes back in the form of the seven signs or seven emblems of a universal monarch, which are the Dharma wheel, the wish-granting jewel, the queen, the minister, the elephant, horse, and then general. And it also comes back in as a light and nectar. Okay, so all these, the city of longevity, the merits and wisdom and everything of all these beings, and virtue is hooked back, and then it dissolves into the Taman Antaras. Okay, then light radiates again, and it hooks back the essence of the, here it says the essence of the four elements of earth, water, fire, and air, as well as the space element. So it basically means the essence of the five elements. Okay, so it is, the light goes out and it hooks it back. And Khenpo Rinpoche was saying in the initiation that it comes back in the form of light and nectar. Okay, and so the earth element is yellow, if I remember correctly. Yes, earth yellow is, the element is yellow, light and nectar. And then the water is white, you know, light and nectar are white. The fire is red. The wind is green. And the space is blue. Okay, the space element, everything is blue. So those come back and join in. So the thing is, you know, when we're sick, it's because these five elements are out of whack in our body. So here we're calling them all back into Tara, and then they're going to come into us, and that, and we think that it rebalances the five elements in our own body. Okay. Then also in the initiation, Khenpo Rinpoche talked about invoking the blessings of the body, speech, and mind of the gurus, the Buddhas, and Bodhisattvas, and these are drawn back into us in the form of the deity, so White Tara, her mantra, so the mantra syllables, her implements, so the lotuses, okay, the seed syllables, and Tam, and then also Oma Hom. Okay, and that this one in particular, when it comes into our body, restores degenerated vows and commitments. So all these things have now been drawn back, been hooked back from all over the universe, okay, and hooked back into the Tam, and you can say the mantra letters too at Tara's heart. Although it doesn't mention the mantra letters, does it? It just mentions the Tam in the short one. Okay, if you want to put the mantra letters around, Om Tare Tatari Tari Soha, or Om Tare Tatari Tari Maha, Puni Jana Pushtin Kuru Soha, you can put those around too. And so this all draws back into them in Tara's heart above your head.